CliffCentral.com.
It is time for us to speak to Sean Sanders. He's just... Sean, are you back from Italy?
I am. Morning, guys.
Morning.
How are you all doing?
Morning.
How are you, dude? How was your holiday?
I wish it was a holiday. Unfortunately, I'm the guy that runs around with a cup asking for money from a lot of people.
Oh, so you were working.
Some big investors.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I went to Rome. Mm-hmm. I went to Sicily, which is really interesting. Definitely not a place you'd think you'd go to raise money.
Yeah.
Then went to London, came back to Johannesburg right now. I'm here for a quick stopover. And as you can hear, I've got bad hay fever.
Yeah, so you sound great.
Be hearing like nasally from this week.
So tell us, I mean, it's been a hell of a time while you were away. And we spoke to one of your colleagues the other day, and really Bitcoin is just doing so well at the moment. I want to talk very specifically about some things today that we haven't discussed yet. So first of all, you guys are launching a savings vault. Tell me about that.
Yes, we actually launched this about 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. And it's done really well. So that was sort of our trial to see whether or not there was enough interest in the market for it. And yeah, we thought, well, hell, let's launch a variety of other savings-based products in the cryptosphere. Right. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are used to sort of investing in crypto and waiting for the prices to go up and then selling out and making a profit. But there's actually a way that you can make pretty good money from lending out your cryptocurrency. And this isn't a high-risk activity. So it sounds high-risk when you say that, because you're like, well, who's borrowing cryptocurrency? But you forget that there's a lot of people in this market that trade.
Yes.
And they want to trade using leverage, i.e. they want to borrow more than what they have. Mm-hmm. Certainly sort of the bigger players in the space, the bigger institutions that are joining, they want to trade with leverage. And yeah, well, we've essentially been able to put something together called a USDC vault. This is a single product at the moment. We're looking to launch a variety of different vaults, but you can earn a yield on your USDC. And remember, USDC is a dollar-based cryptocurrency.
Right.
So if you went to your bank right now and you went to, let's say, Standard Bank or First Rand, they would be able to give you a dollar-based savings account.
Okay.
And you would probably earn about 0.35%. So 35 basis points. So less than 0.5%, right? That's super low, but that's sort of where interest rates are.
Yes.
With our USDC vault, you can earn anywhere from 7% to 9%. And the risk when it comes to actually putting this money down is nowhere near the sort of risk that you would experience when investing in cryptocurrencies. It's actually more comparable to the risk that you would have with a traditional savings account at your bank. So the way that it works, and this is quite fascinating, certainly for a finance geek like me. Mm. What happens is, in traditional banking, you've got reserve requirements. So i.e., and it's called fractional reserve banking.
Right.
So you could have $100 sitting at the bank, and the bank only has to keep $1. The other $99 they have to lend, or they go and lend out, which then, you know, creates the system that we have today. In the crypto space, it's the exact opposite. It's sort of excess banking, excess reserve banking, in the sense that if you go and you deposit USDC, we go and you essentially lend it out. You go and you lend out the 100 USDC.
Right.
That person that's borrowing from you has to have about 300 USDC in some other asset that they've collateralized in order for you to actually borrow this. So if for whatever reason, this other asset that they've locked up, let's say that they've gone and put another stable coin like USDT or Bitcoin, and they've locked that up, they have to have excess. And I'm talking three times excess. So if the price of this other asset that they've collateralized declines in value, you're still able to make whole on the investment. So that's got a bit technical, but the point is that you can earn a relatively high yield.
Who takes the risk here? I mean, if you put your Bitcoin or your Ethereum into a savings vault, is that risk borne by you by putting it into that savings vault? And as you say, the risk is minimal, but the returns could be a whole lot better than the interest rates you'll get in a bank, for example. I'm just trying to weigh up in my own head what the advantages are and what the potential pitfalls are here.
So to be completely candid, the risk here would be, well, the greatest risk would be sort of Revex itself.
Yeah.
Right? So the same as, you know, if you went to your bank, if FNB had to have any financial troubles, or you know, Revex had financial troubles, that's really the risk. So, I mean, we're happy to sort of put our balance sheet, and hence why we're constantly raising money and why we've raised so much money. I mean, just for reference sake, we've raised 120 million rand since starting Revex. And the reason for that is that when I have these sort of discussions, you know, you want to be able to say, listen, we've got a massive balance sheet. Should something happen, we'd be able to absorb losses.
I think it's brilliant. I mean, you're making the money work, right? I mean, there's nothing Nothing worse than just having an asset that's not growing or doing anything except with the vagaries of the market. And as much as we've seen incredible movements in cryptocurrencies, this is actually making them work. You can leverage this so much more.
Totally. And this is just the start. So if you have USDC on Revex, you can go and you can put it into our savings vault. Mm-hmm. You can start earning interest last week. And it is a free market. So, you know, it's based on how many people want USDC. And that's the way we can lend it out then. So if a lot of people want USDC, you're earning a yield. Last week, it was about 9.5%. This week, right, it's about 7.5%. 7.5% annualized in dollar terms is way higher than you're earning from a South African bank account. So
absolutely,
if you have to think about currently where you're storing your money, let's say you've got 20,000 Rand or 30,000 Rand extra every month, you're probably putting in that money market account at your bank. Now, my challenge to you today is to go look at that money market account. Go look at how much you're actually earning, because I promise you it's going to be quite sad. It's going to be frightening. You're going to be earning around 3 to 4% mm-hmm. at best in South Africa. And internationally, as I said, less than 0.5%. Now you've got an opportunity to earn dollars, hard currency, through Revex, and you're able to earn in excess of 7%. Now that to me seems like a no-brainer. So, you know, we don't have any promo around USDC just yet because we think this is a kick-ass deal. But if you go and you want to trial the platform, we would love feedback around this. As I said, we've got all the other cryptos on our platform that we're wanting to launch as single standalone products that enable you to earn yield on them as well. And I think this is sort of the next big move in the crypto space.
So that you can
earn a yield on your cryptocurrency.
This sounds very, very good, Sean. I mean, you're always coming up with interesting things. And I mean, there hasn't been a week where you haven't launched something new in the last little while. There is, however, you know how our audience are. They're always paying attention to even the smallest movements in crypto. So Michael says, Sean, I hope you bought Shiba Inu, strongest growing crypto in the world at the moment. And the fact that you don't mention it is odd. Are you one of the people who called it a shitcoin?
yes, I'm one of those guys. We've had this debate on the show before, not about Shibu, but about Dogecoin.
Yes,
I remember. It is the same sort of thing, right? It's one of these pumped up cryptocurrencies, but it's incredible. I mean, to have a cryptocurrency that's gone over, I forget what the market capitalization is, but call it over $20 billion based on complete speculation and no use case around it. I mean, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't really see the value there at all.
Okay, well, I mean, listen, Michael's massively behind it. He says, altcoin trader did, and given their clients 4 million Shibu free. This is obviously someone who, hang on a second, I just missed something in between here. Anyway, I mean, these guys are all, so we've got a lot of listeners who are very deep into all these altcoins. And I mean, you've got a huge stable of them available now in Revex. In the beginning, it was just a bit of Bitcoin and some Ethereum. Now you've got a whole lot of options. I mean, there are also people who've bought, what's the other one that someone mentioned here just a second ago?
Solana, potentially?
No, hang on a sec. There's so many different cryptocurrencies and everybody's got their opinion on all these things. What's the other one that I bought the other day when you started a hang on a second.
Cardano, Solana, Polkadot, Uniswap.
Uniswap. I put in some Uniswap.
There we go.
And I've got some Solana as well. I mean, how are those two performing at the moment? So we could just get a quick catch up on how the market's looking.
Well, the rest of the crypto market's been blowing up, really. You've seen this big rotation now out of Bitcoin into the likes of Ethereum and into the other. I mean, I really only follow the top 10 to 15 cryptocurrencies, but the remaining altcoins that include the likes of Ethereum, Polkadot, Uniswap, etc., they've been doing exceptionally well. They've been outperforming Bitcoin. And the reason for that is now Bitcoin's sort of mainstream, right? Everyone's talking about Bitcoin, there's Bitcoin ETFs. And now it's a case of, okay, right, when does the Ethereum ETF come? All right, when does a sort of top 10 product like what Revex offers, when is that available to US investors? And that's now getting a lot of people excited. I think just a bit of advice to whoever's watching this and, you know, has bought into the likes of Shiba Inu and Dogecoin. Now, don't get me wrong, there is the possibility that these do land up becoming legitimate cryptocurrencies that actually have some sort of a use case.
Right.
I mean, you could use them to move value around right now. But the mere fact that you've got the sort of pump and dump motion where, you know, it went up 40% in one day, that was what Shiba did 2 days ago. It's a bit of a red alert, right? So we at Revex wouldn't include those products in our bundles. Why? Because we're not really altcoin trader. It's in the name. They're a trading platform. It's speculative. Right. It is there for somebody that wants to gamble more than wants to invest.
Right.
We are on the investing spectrum, not the trading or gambling spectrum. So I would just, it's a word of caution.
Well,
I would definitely do your homework before you dive into them.
Absolutely. And you've always said, we're not here to give you financial advice, but certainly the kinds of cryptocurrencies that you guys do offer and the sort of bundles you offer have got to be the backbone of something. They've got to provide some long-term value and grow something which we believe has an advantage in technological terms for the markets of the future. And that's certainly what you're doing. You can go in and invest with Revix today. And now you can also save with Revix and make some money off those savings. So thank you, Sean. It's always good to catch up with you and glad to have you back in South Africa. Get rid of that hay fever.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Nice to see you.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, Johannesburg. Thanks very much. Have a good day.
All right. Cheers, man. Very good. There's Sean Sanders, everybody. Revix.com. CliffCentral.com.